thankful this morning for what the Lord done this morning in the Sunday school hour. I like it when he shows up. And, you know, we have, sometimes we kind of get in set order of how we do things, and ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm glad when the Lord shows up, he kind of messes the order up a little bit. And I couldn't help but think this morning, the whole time, I couldn't help but think the Lord wants to be praised. He wants to be exalted. He wants to be magnified. And I tell you, if that ain't our sole purpose for being here this morning, then we come for the wrong reason. We come to worship the Lord. We serve Him when we leave, but we worship Him while we're here. And I'm thankful for that this morning. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Acts chapter number 1 this morning. Acts chapter number 1. And I want to bring a message, Lord being my helper this morning, on Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And I'm thankful He is. We left the house this morning, and I didn't put it in the GPS. Usually we come up through Hampton, around Mountain City, and come in that way. Well, we decided to come on up through, just keep on going straight on through Hampton, Elk Park, and we cut down across, and we got over in them mountains, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know where we was at. And I told my wife one time, we got on this one curvy road, and I said, I swan, I think I seen my taillights. We got on down the road, and she said, I'm going to be sick time we get there. And I said, I think we got off the road now. We're on a goat trail. But we finally pulled in the driveway, and we sat there a few minutes, and when I cut the truck off, we were still moving. But anyway, we're glad to be here this morning, glad to be in the Lord's house. I'm a country boy, but I like the mountains. I like getting up, riding around the mountains. I'd rather do it in my Jeep. We was in that GMC truck this morning, and I could have straightened a few of them curves out. I probably did. But anyway, it's good to be here in the Lord's house this morning. Glad to feel His presence, and I'm glad God's still on the throne this morning, and He's still in control. And He is soon coming. I believe that with all my heart. When you look around, see what's going on in the country today and how that we're going down, down, down all the time. And, He tells us some things that we can see going on in the country and in the world before He comes. And my hope today is that you're ready to meet Him. I hope that you're saved this morning and born again and birthed in the family of God. And my thought has been for some time now, and I was telling the men in the prayer room this morning, two things that's kind of been on my heart is that people that are backslid on God will get right with God and get back in the fight. And then those that are not saved, that the Lord would speak to their heart and draw them, and they would open their heart's door and let the Lord marvelously save them. And I've been, for a long time in my prayer, I'd pray, God, send Holy Ghost conviction on their life, and I pray now, God, send Holy Ghost conviction and also send Holy Ghost conversion. And that's what it takes today. It's not a change of mind. It ain't you getting up I got sorry many times in my life, in my younger years before I got saved. I was sorry. I'd get up and be sorry for what I did the night before, but that didn't change me. And I'd swear I'd never do it again, but I'd be right back out into the same mess and the hog pens I went back to. But I'm glad when the Holy Ghost of God got me under conviction, friend. I'm telling you, I believe it was my last chance. I believe God was dealing with me my last time. And I'm glad that I heeded to the call and opened my heart's door. And when He come in, oh, He done all the cleaning. He done all the forgiving. He done all the straightening up. And He's still working on me. I'm glad He is this morning. I'm glad that He's on the throne. I'm glad there ain't a case too hard that He can't do. I'm glad, beloved, this morning that he can save to the uttermost. I'm glad if you're here this morning, maybe you've never done a lot in life. Maybe you've been a good person all your life. You always honored your mom and dad, but you still need the saving grace this morning that the meanest, vilest sinner ever walked on the face of the earth does this morning. If you're here and you're not saved, hey, listen to the Spirit of God and let him do a work in your life that you can't do yourself. Hey, listen, I had the best mama and the best daddy in the world, but they couldn't save me. I had a saintly grandma that prayed. Beloved, she prayed for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and she'd pray for you. She knew you. But hey, she couldn't save me, but she kept on praying. And guess what? God heard her prayer one day, come right down there where I was at. Beloved, knew exactly what I needed, and he zeroed in on me. And beloved, I'm glad the Holy Spirit of God, beloved, just moved right in and saved my soul. Ain't you glad this morning to be saved? Hey, but hey, listen, I'll get to the message if the Lord wants me to, but I'm just going to mind him this morning. I'm glad I come into the house this morning amongst brethren and sisters in Christ this morning that knows and to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God. Hey, listen, I noticed this morning when I come in, hey, the God began to move a little bit. Hey, and the people got sensitive. They wanted God to move on them, friend. That's exactly what we need today. Hey, we don't need a bunch of singing that God ain't in. We don't need preaching that God ain't in. Hey, but I can preach you a message. I can give you an outline. But if it ain't of God and God ain't put his touch on it, it's all in vain. I'm glad he knows exactly what we need this morning. Hey, listen, I'd rather be saved this morning. I'd rather know. Hey, listen, I know that I know that I know that I pass from death unto life. You know why? I like what one preacher said one time. He said, I know I'm saved because the Lord won't leave me alone. Amen. Boy, ain't you glad he won't? Amen. I'm glad. Listen. Hey, listen, I'm telling you this morning, church, you're looking at a man that's happy about being saved. I ain't never got over it. I don't plan on getting over it. Hey, listen, you don't know where God brought this old boy from. Hey, listen, I'm glad he bought me out of the miry pits of hell, set my feet on a solid rock, and he's established my going. I'm happier than a coon in the corn patch and all the dogs tied. I'm happier than a tornado in a trailer park. Hey, I'm happy about being saved this morning. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, there's nothing like being saved. Hey, and then there's nothing like knowing that you're saved this morning. I'm glad I've got something to rejoice about. I've got something to praise his name about. He is worthy this morning of our praise. He's worthy this morning. We had a family gathering last night with my sisters and the family, and we got gathered there. God put it on my heart when we prayed. How about the family? Ain't you glad that God instituted the home? I'm glad that God, hey, made it man and woman. And when they get married, hey, he instituted the home there. How beloved, and made the bed undefiled. Somebody say amen right there. Hey, and he gave us children to raise and to rear up and to love on and be blessed by. Hey, and then he gave us grandchildren behind that. Woo! I say bless his holy name. Amen. I'm just minding the Lord. I don't even know if I'm going to preach this morning or not. I'm waiting on him. Amen. Listen, I want to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Hey, listen, if you're here today and you're not saved, you know what you need to do? You need to listen to that small, still voice. Hey, you just need to listen to that drawing and heed to that call and open your heart's door and let him come in and save you, friend. Hey, you may be sitting there, and guess what? If you're sitting there and the Lord's dealing with you, there's somebody on the other side saying, hey, You're too young. You got too much to live for. Hey, or God can't save you. You're going too far. Hey, but listen, I'm glad this morning that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Ain't you glad of that this morning? I'm just trying to tell you, church, I'm glad I'm saved this morning. There's no better place to be than in God's house this morning and be around God's word and be around, and just to know, church, just to know that you're saved this morning, to know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, to know that he cares about us. Hey, listen, he knows exactly where you're at this morning. He knows exactly what you need this morning. Hey, there's so many people today sitting in God's house and they're dead. I mean, they're dried up. They're saved, friend. They come to a place in life where God brought them into Holy Ghost conviction and they got Holy Ghost converted. How about they've never worshiped God. They've never yielded to God. They've never given him their life. And you're sitting here miserable today in God's house. Hey, listen, why don't you let go and let God have his way? I was listening to Brother Percy Ray coming up the road this morning, a message he preached. 75% of the people sitting in the church are backslid on God. Hey, if you ain't where you need to be with God in your personal walk with him, and God talks to us, and God... you know, that's what God wants. When you get saved, God wants a relationship with you. He wants a walk with you. Why? Because God loved us so much, church. He loved us so much, he sent the very best that he had. His only begotten son. Hey, when you look at the cross, when you look at the suffering, when you look at everything he done on the cross, he done it for you and me, friend. He done it for the whole world. He said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I thank God for that this morning. I'm glad he can save anybody, whosoever will. I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm glad I know truth this morning, church. I'm glad I know that he can save. Hey, there's nobody that God cannot save this morning. If they'll open their heart's door and let him come in, he'll save them this morning. I'm glad of that. Amen. He's soon coming, church. Amen. And he's coming after his bride. He's coming after those that are looking for him. Hey, and it'll be too late when the church is called out. It'll be too late to get saved right then and right there. Did you know, did you understand that when the church goes out, the Holy Ghost is going out with them? When he that will let is taken out, that's the Holy Ghost of God. You say, preacher, can people be saved in the tribulation? The Bible said they can. But here's the thing, church. We cannot endure a day. Are you listening? We can't endure a day. You're going to have to endure the tribulation. They'll be martyred. They'll be crucified, martyred. There'll be some saved in the tribulation period, but I'm glad the door of grace, hallelujah to his name, the door of grace is still open. Hey, he's still seeking. He's still saving. Thank God for that one that got saved last Sunday. Hey, I say hallelujah, bless his holy name. I'm glad he's still saving folk. There's still folk that's not saved. You say, who are they, preacher? Hey, I don't know. I have no idea. Hey, I want to tell you something this morning, church. This ain't the message I thought I was preaching this morning, but it's what God's put on my heart. Amen. Hey, if you're here and you're not saved, time ain't on your side. You say, preacher, I'm young. Hey, if you're old enough to understand, age of accountability. Hey, if you're old enough and God's speaking to you and God's drawing you and he's wooing you, hey, listen to me, church. Do you understand? I know a lot of people say they think you can take this book and open it up and take somebody down the Romans road and say, now repeat after me, and do you believe this? And if you do, you're saved. I want to tell you something, that's doctrine. Oh, I may make some people mad right here, but that's doctrine right out of the pits of hell. If it ain't God ain't drawing you and wooing you, friend, you'll never be saved. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost on that. Hey, that's exactly what's wrong with a lot of churches today. It's exactly why people sitting in churches that are lost today, that somebody, hey, said, you repeat after me. And if you believe this, do you believe this? Yes, then you're saved. Ain't no scripture for that. I do believe in the Romans road. I do believe that a man has to realize that he's a lost sinner. And the Bible says this, for all, are you listening, church? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, yeah. You wasn't born saved. You wasn't born good. Hello? Somebody give me a good amen right there.
Amen.
Oh, no, we're all lost, depraved sinners, bound and on our way to hell. Why? Because the Bible said because of one man's sin, all became sinners. Honey, that don't leave none of us out. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what your pedigree is. I don't care what family you come out of. We all are made out of the same thing, and we're all going back to the same thing. Yes, sir, we're going back to the dust of the earth. God, hey, one time when God made everything, I like what one preacher said. He said, did you ever wonder why God made man on the sixth day? No, not really. He said, because if he'd have made him on the first day, he'd have been trying to tell him how to do everything else. So he waited till last. And then on the seventh day, he rested. Hey, now that was just a little joke. I'm just throwing that out there this morning, okay? Hey, sometimes we need to smile. So when I'm standing up here preaching and looking at you all, hey, sometimes I see that. I wonder, bless God, they got the mully grubs this morning. Huh? But hey, God's allowed us to be here in his house this morning. Hey, to get around the word of God. Beloved, he said all that would come. He said, all, I like that word, all in the Bible. I found out a long time ago, I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I found out a long time ago, all means the same thing in every language in the world. It means the same thing. Hey, I'm glad whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad it takes, beloved, when he woos us and when he draws us for him, and he brings us to a place and shows us that we're lost, that's the time to open the door and let him come in, friend. I'm glad, beloved, he's still knocking. I'm glad he's still drawing. I'm glad he's still saving. But one day, hey, one day, that door of grace will be shut.
Amen.
And the church is going out. But here's the thing. Whether you realize it or not, our world right now is in chaos.
Amen.
I heard yesterday that Russia's done moved in over there. War's getting ready to break out. You say, what's coming? The end times are coming. There's going to be a man that's going to come on the scene called the Antichrist. And he's going to have the answer for the world. Did you know that everybody right now is looking for peace and safety? Hey, worldwide, we're looking for peace. Our economy is shaking right now. Hey, listen, there ain't nothing right now, that's for sure.
Amen.
I mean, you look around, it kind of looks bleak, but I'm glad, friend, this morning, my future's looking mighty, mighty fine.
Amen.
Hey, I'm waiting on him to call. When he calls, I'm leaving out of here. Hey, I hope that you're ready this morning. I hope that you know this morning. You may be here and you say, preacher, I remember a time when I got saved, but I ain't lived like I should. I ain't done what I should do. You know what you need to do? You just need to get right with God. That's exactly what he's waiting on you to do. And listen, you ain't hiding nothing from him. You might got it hid from mom and daddy. You may have it hid from the church. You may have it hid from the preacher. But you ain't got it hid from him. He knows where we're at this morning. He knows your relationship and what it needs to be. He knows what you're dabbling in and what you're doing. Hey, that he's against in the Holy Spirit of God. If you're saved this morning, that Holy Spirit's still tugging on the inside. Oh, yeah. Honey, he won't leave you alone. I'm glad he won't. Hey, listen, I've not always done what's right. It's confession time. I ain't always done what's right. And I've sinned and come short of his glory. But I'm glad every time I went back to the throne of grace and said, God, I've sinned against you. Will you forgive me? Forgave. Hey, there's times that even my mind won't let me forget about it. But the Holy Ghost of God will listen to me. He reminds me, everyone, what you talking about? He don't remember it. Hey, when God, listen to me, church, when God forgives you, it's forgiven. It's not brought up. He ain't like Baptist. Hello? I forgive you, brother, but I sure ain't gonna forget. Oh, yeah. See, I like talking about Baptists because I am one. Now, I don't know about the Methodist, Presbyterian. I don't know about them people. I do know this about Methodists. They'll sure beat you to the place to eat. Because Baptists, they just hang on. My wife looks at me every once in a while and she say, don't be like, is it Moses? Let Pharaoh, let my people go. Sometimes I get so carried away, I have to lose time and track of time. Hey, I'm excited about what God's doing. Hey, God wants to save you this morning. If you're here, I don't know who God's speaking to. I'm just smiling the Holy Spirit of God. I'm just going on his leadership. I thought I was going to preach this morning about God coming, about Jesus Christ coming back, but that ain't the way the Lord's leading. See, I want to be sensitive to the Lord. Because he knows who's here this morning. He knows exactly what you need this morning. If you're here and you've never received Christ as your personal Savior, friend, he's a knocking this morning. That small, still voice is knocking. All he's anticipating and waiting on is you to open that door. And he'll save your soul. He'll make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I've heard people tell me this, hey, I can't live it. I've tried. I can't live a Christian life. It's too hard. I'll be honest with you. If that's your thought this morning, you can't. You can't live a Christian life. No man can save himself. No man can get good enough to stand in the presence of a holy God outside the blood being applied. Boy, when you come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, beloved, that blood he shed on the cross of Calvary took care of your sins and took care of my sins. And he washed us and cleansed us white as snow and made us a fit vessel for heaven. Did you know a lot of people, we think a lot of times that people realize and they understand what salvation's all about, but they don't. They've never heard the gospel. They've never heard that there was a man called Jesus came down to this earth 33 and a half years, walked on the earth, suffered, bled, and died, and paid the sin debt for all mankind. They've never heard that. A lot of times we as Christians, we as God's people, we're critical. We're critical toward young people. Because they don't live right and because they don't do right. If they ain't got the doer in them, they can't live right. And they can't do right. What we need to do as God's people, I heard this in the prayer room and encouraged my heart. I believe it was in the prayer room or out here this morning, somewhere this morning.
about that one that got saved. Hey, let's don't forget about her. Let's pray for her. Let's help her. Let's try to encourage her. Hey, that's what the church is for. Oh, yeah, come alongside them. Hey, listen, they're babes in Christ. They're babes. Are you listening to me? Hey, if anybody knows anything, when a baby's born, it don't eat soup, beans, and cornbread. It's got to have the milk. Somebody's got to nourish that baby and take care of it. That's the same way with a child of God. They need nourishment. They need somebody to come along and encourage them and help them and try to point them in the right direction. Say, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, I know you're struggling with some things. Let me try to help you here. Next thing you know, you'll see them growing. That's what being born again is. Birthed in the family of God. I was born 1962 on February the 24th. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 60th year. I know I don't look that old. 29, I mean. You know. But I'm getting ready to turn 60 years old. I told my wife this past summer, I got to thinking about I was 59. See, I like 55, 56, and 57. Them were classic years. Chevrolet made a 55, 56, and 57. Classic cars. I loved them years. Then I got up 58. Then I'm now 59. I told my wife, I said, Lord, I said, do you realize I'm going to be 60 my birthday? She said, yeah. I said, I got to live it up this year. She said, what are you talking about? I said, that's my last year in my 50s. I'm going to be 60, she said. And I said, I got to live it up. Boy, I sure have. I went to the doctor and I had places burn off my ears called skin cancer. A little place took off my nose right here. Had some moles cut off of me, burn off of me. Hey, and then just a few months back, I broke a whole side off of one of my tooth over here on this side. I said, man, I'm a living it up. So I've done decided I'm going to quit trying to live it up. I'm just going to enjoy every day of my life. If I live till Thursday, if I live till Thursday, I will outlive my mama and my daddy. My daddy died when he was 59. My mama died when she was 38, I believe. 38 years old. God's been good to me. I started out when I got up into adulthood, I started out trying to live to an old country song, I'm the black sheep of the family. I tried to live up to that song, wicked and ungodly. But I'm glad there's a God in heaven who sought me out one day, and he zeroed in on me by the work. And you know how that happened? When Jesus went away, he said, I'm going to send a comforter called the Holy Spirit. Not only does he comfort me now, but he brought great conviction one day. And he sought me out and he saved me. I'm thankful this morning that God's still seeking and saving today. He wants to save you today. If you're here and you're not saved, he wants to save you today. If you're here and you're backslid on God, you know what God's waiting? He's standing with outstretched arms, waiting for you to come back into the fold. I often think about the prodigal son. He wanted all that was coming to him, and he left. Went out in the Bible, you know the story. He wasted all that he had. But where was the father? I believe every day that father would get on his knees and pray for that son. I believe he was anticipating every day that his son was coming back. You say, preacher, how do you know that? When it tells the story, the Bible said when the son was coming, the father seen him a great way off and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and put a robe on him, shoes on his feet, and put a ring back on him. Why? Because he was his son. Hey, God's waiting on you, friend. You may be here and you're backslid on God. And the whole time that I've been up here trying to proclaim him and try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of God, he's been right there in the seat with you. He's been speaking to you. What are you going to do with it, friend? He's coming. He's coming after those that are looking for him. Are you watching for him? Are you waiting? Are you too involved in the things of this world? We better get our eyes off of down here and get our eyes set on up yonder, because he's soon coming. He's coming after them that are looking for him. He's coming after them that have been, are you listening, church? I ain't talking about being good. I ain't talking about being faithful to the church. I ain't talking about tithing. I ain't talking about being having any part in the church, whether you're a preacher, Sunday school teacher, deacon, whatever your title is. I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about, are you born again? Birthed in the family of God. He loves you this morning. He wants to save you. If you're here and you're backslid, he's waiting on you to come back to him. And guess what he'll do? You run, get in them arms, and he'll put them arms around you and welcome you back in the fold. Hey, he'll welcome you home. Beloved, he'll love on you. I'm glad somebody said, and here's the thing, I'll be honest with you. What I know right now, I wished I'd have known when I got saved. My prayer life has changed in the last 2 years. I wished I'd have known that a long time ago, but here's the thing. I like what Brother Daniel Buchanan said. He was down at Myrtle, Mississippi just a few weeks ago. He said, it's not when you get in the race, it's finishing the race. Get in the race and stay in it. Hey, God's got something for all of us to do. Oh, yeah. It ain't just the preacher's job. It ain't the deacon's job. It ain't the Sunday school teacher's job. We all got something to do. All of us. I wonder this morning how many of us. I've already heard some testimony about some that come in the church this morning, come in to worship. How many of us really come in to worship this morning? Or we had other things on our mind? A lot of times a preacher has to spend most of his time pumping up the church to get them to a point of praise and worship. And then by Sunday night, he has to start all over again. We ought to come in. Hey, listen, I can't bring it. Are you listening to me, church? I cannot bring it. When we come into God's house to worship, we got to come in looking for that. Preparing for it. Praying for it. And seeking God on it. Are you saved this morning? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I'm going to read you one verse, and then I'm going to get the pianist to come and give an invitation. Acts chapter 1 verse 11 said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here? Stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. He's coming. Will you be ready? He's coming. It could be today. I've done made plans now. I'm planning on eating dinner when we walk out of here, and then me and my wife's going to get my truck, and we're planning on going to North Carolina over here in Greensboro this week to an Oasis. My plans are to go serve. We're going to be Lord of mercy. She's a cook, can't you tell by looking at me? But we're going to go over and help serve and cook and serve.
I said we,
but it's really her. I'm just going to help. I can dip stuff out. But here's the thing. Not only are we going to serve, and I've already been praying this, God, help us to serve you, and then help us to worship you. Because he's worthy of our praise today. Do you know him? If you do know him, how's your relationship with him? Let's all stand all over the house.